All right, guys, welcome to a long-awaited G30 podcast. This is Count, and I'm here with Timmy and Mike for the first time in quite a while, boys. What's going on?
You know what, man? We're chilling. We're having a good time. It's been a very long time, but it's very overdue. So glad to be back.
Timmy,
Oh,
Timmy.
yeah. It's so good to be back with you guys, especially, and it's good to be back with the G's community, especially after recent
Oh
circumstances. I
man.
am so happy. So happy.
I think we owe people a little bit of an explanation beyond, just life got crazy for a little bit. Looking around the scene, dude, a lot of the podcasts are changing, Josh is doing his thing, but Squadcast has gotten a lot of changes and Tucker moved away and they're not doing live shows very much anymore. We haven't done a live one in a while. Straight from the Stands is kind of, or I'm sorry, LA Is Our House is doing the thing, and Straight from the Stands is hit or miss. There's a lot going on there. Things have been in a little bit of chaos and turmoil, and ultimately, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but we kind of decided to remove ourselves from screaming into the void of just complaining after every game and complaining and complaining and complaining and saying the same thing over and over and over and over again, to no avail. So we figured we'd just sit back and let it play out and wait to see what happened. And it looks like it played out the way we wanted it to. Thoughts?
I think you hit it right on the nose. Especially just being in the community the past few months, I'm sure, I can speak for all of us and say that just the energy around it has just been so toxic. And I mean, as someone that opens up Twitter every day on their phone, it's hard not to get sucked in on it because you'll see something about it. And hey, all three of us, I think, have all done our fair share of bitching, me a little bit more than I think the rest of us. Or no, Timmy, me and you bitch pretty bad.
Yeah, bro.
We're glad to be back with the change we wanted. Was it a little overdue, in my opinion?
It's
Yeah.
way too late.
Way too late, but it is the change ultimately we all wanted, and I'm happy that we'll be able to get back into the stadium because this is what we wanted. So,
Timmy, thoughts on recent events?
recent events, it's good. Recent events, as of right now, it's everything. We're finally, like I was telling you earlier, like we're finally moving forward. And like Mikey said, it's kind of hard to get out of that toxicity that was going on before all of these changes happened. And I'll admit too, I was a part of the bitching and all of the moaning and stuff. But like, it's a toxic relationship. It's kind of what you get with when you're a Galaxy fan. So
Well,
we kind of just live with it.
we're talking, of course, about the departure finally of Chris Klein
Yes.
from the Galaxy after 11 seasons at the helm, and 11 seasons pretty much winless with the exception of 2014, but he had inherited, Bruce's, like that Bru that was like Bruce's team,
Yep.
set up still. And it's just it's been a mess for a decade, guys. It's been so long. Somebody was saying something about like how, people that have started watching the Galaxy, when Zlatan was around or maybe before or after, like they don't know a good Galaxy team. And that's so messed up to think about, And even in the last couple of days, it's been whiplash. You beat the LAFC C plus team, whatever. We'll talk about that later. You lose to Charlotte, now you win with renewed energy the day after Klein gets released. It's been a bit back and forth, and I don't think anybody expects it to heal overnight or be the same or better overnight. But I think we can all agree that at least now the future looks hopeful, and that's something we haven't had in a really, really long time.
Yeah. Just a clear vision of what we can do going forward. We haven't had that in such a long time. I don't know about you guys, but like as soon as I first saw like the breaking news, I was like, nah, this can't be real.
Yeah.
And then a reliable source came out from ESPN. I forgot his name at the moment, but he also confirmed it. And then Cog was like, well, if those two confirmed it, then it's for sure happening. And
Dude.
Then I believe 5 minutes later, we get the news and I just went ballistic. I threw my phone. I was jumping. I was beyond happy. I haven't spammed on Twitter like that in like 3 years because I've been off of Twitter ever since the Galaxy have been terrible.
Yep.
And the past 2 days, I have been going crazy, man. Like, I had to put my phone down because I'm going a little
Mike, too crazy. You were on the way home, weren't you, Mike?
Yeah, no, I had put my phone down and I was coming back from San Diego, and I want to say I was in about like Oceanside. I had picked up my phone and I saw the news and I almost didn't believe it at first, but I had got a text from our good buddy who I think we should have on the show soon just because he has a lot of good insight on the team. I got a text from Luke, we went to a few games with him to the Galaxy, but he goes, dude, Klein's out. And then I go, the first thing I'm like, oh, let me go check the podcast group chat on text. And yeah, you boys had been celebrating for I think like 15 minutes at that point. So
I went running yeah. from where I was at work to my office to like read about it. I was like, no, mm-hmm. no, just no fucking way. But like, how sad is that? Like,
mm-hmm.
like the trauma is so deep, right? That like, you get what you want, or like it's mm-hmm. it's happening, and at first you're like, no, it's not. You yeah, know, can't be real.
Mm-mm.
It was genuine excitement. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it was genuine happiness, excitement. Like everyone on Twitter, I haven't seen positivity on Galaxy Twitter in years. So like that's how you know it was like a really good day because everyone was happy. Everyone was like, yeah, let's all be friends again. Even with the ACB people, like it was. Just
oh
a
man,
positive, well, let's, positive day.
Yeah, Timmy, that's kind of like my first question I have for you guys, right? And we'll deal with the team and the soccer stuff later. But I think a big looming question ahead of, so they play RSL again next week in Open Cup and then something else, and then they're back home like the 21st of June, and it's a Wednesday, and everyone's like, oh, it's gonna be a big homecoming, but like, is it what happens now? Like, I think yes, it's right to be like, all right, let's all come together and you know, our goal is achieved regardless of how we got there, but I think it's going to be very hard for some of these people to be in the stadium next to each other again, and I really don't know how that's going to play out. Mike, do you have any idea?
I would like to think that our homecoming, if we want to call it that, our homecoming game, I think it is going to be packed. But one thing that as a not a supporter group member or a previous season ticket member like you two guys, one thing that I would like is that there is a specific supporter group, and I'm not going to go ahead to name the supporter group, but it was the lack of transparency in collaboration with the FO, and some things weren't made as clear and people weren't as transparent as I would have liked as a neutral fan. I would like a little bit of more transparency coming from said supporter groups, and just to make it an easy and fun atmosphere again. I mean, I couldn't tell you the last time that I went to Dignity Health Sports Park or the StubHub and felt like right or felt at home. So I really do expect these guys to be spearheading that movement going forward to sort of restore the culture we had at the club before the decline. And I'm not, and by decline I'm gonna say after Ibra, because I think even with Ibra the culture was still there where it was fun to go.
Yeah, COVID, just you'd, like
you'd
pre-COVID,
see crazy
right?
Shit. Yeah, yeah, like pre-COVID. So I do really want to place a lot of emphasis on these supporter groups to just be honest with us and sort of, you know, and we're all equally responsible for it, but I'd really like more transparency going forward. But this, it is the right first step, I think.
Yeah, we'll see. Timmy, you think people can put their beef aside? You've been on Twitter the most, Tim, so I think you have a better handle on it than me.
It's very mixed from what I've seen. People are saying, yes, forget the beef, step aside. And then you got the Facebook people saying, like, oh, like, they shouldn't get the same treatment because of this and this, and they aren't loyal from the beginning, so why should we do this for them? It's always going to be mixed emotions from like whatever is going on in the Twitter sphere. But honestly, in my personal opinion, I think there is, because at the end of the day, all us Galaxy fans wanted the same thing. We all wanted Klein out. And that was our, like, all of our main goals, to get him out this season, right? And maybe some supporter groups had different ideas in mind of how they wanted to do it. But even though they disagreed on it, I think we all will eventually now come together and be like, okay, now that the deal is done, we can all come back and celebrate together. So I think yes. Yes.
And of course, right? Like, winning, everyone says winning.
Yes.
Sold everything.
Exactly. And
I don't think it's realistic maybe to think that, like, oh, well, we're just going to come raging back and get to where we want to be right away, because ultimately we still have the same roster building problems.
Yeah.
But I, for one, honestly, I'm glad they kept Greg. I think it would have been foolish to let him go yet, given he has his issues, right? Personal, mm-hmm. I'm glad they kept him for now. What do you do, though? Like, do you hire, like, Will Koontz? Will Koontz has just been working for you for, like, a month or two. You know what I mean? Like, so they're in a weird
position now.
Yeah, it's, like, a weird position now. Like, who is the next president? That remains to be seen. But Greg is driving the ship, and their body language was noticeably different
last night.
And I haven't seen a Galaxy team fight like that in years, dude.
Yeah.
They got a goal of the week nomination in Memo, who everyone is shitting on. You know, he's not good enough. He's not good enough. But, like, and he may not be, right? But
yeah,
they got the performance I think they were looking for out of those guys yesterday. I don't know.
Yeah. Memo, he's never been a winger. That's the thing. In Houston, he always played in the midfield. Like, he always played as, like, a center mid, attacking mid. Sometimes I put him at left mid, but a winger, he never had the speed for it, in my opinion.
Yeah. I saw Tyler Boyd might have, like, hand surgery now. So, like,
oh, my God, yeah.
Problem. I don't know, Mike, you want to weigh on Douglas Costa owing alimony payments in Brazil?
I mean, I feel like we've trashed him sufficiently enough on this show, but I will reiterate my standpoint. Fuck that guy. Fuck them kids.
Oh, God.
I mean, you have to buy him out of his contract now, I would hope. And, you know, if there is any consistency in thought with our front office, is that if Pavon was too much of a risk, then I think they would hopefully would follow suit and find a way to offload Douglas Costa.
And remember, Katai got tossed too. Yeah,
like, Katai got tossed for the racist shit he posted on Instagram. I don't remember.
Dude, not even him, his wife.
His wife, yeah. Man, I forget that Katai was a player for like two games.
I was stoked about that too. That's,
yeah, no, that was a moment for us.
I don't know. There's a lot of question marks, and I think it's too early to speculate about like who the president might be or what AEG does, because that's a big question mark too. Like, there's a big call for them to sell the team. Do they sell? You know, like, that's something we've kind of beat around, but no one really knows.
I think that, fuck it, if we're going to get, like, let go of Klein, you would imagine, because it's very unlike the ownership, at least, to, you know, part ways with someone that high up, that, you know, maybe there is a conversation to be had about the team getting sold.
At least in 10 years, right? So, like, Lewicki or whatever, a decade ago, like, you know, they had a different vision. He had a different vision than what AEG, I guess, wanted to do. And,
that conversation has to be had, right? Like, there's no way that hasn't been thrown around.
Until yesterday, this was a worse start than 2017. So, like,
oh man, and I remember 2017, dude. That was, like, bad.
What are you doing? You know, so I really don't know. I think right now, from where we're sitting, we can only really comment on like what happens with the team now. I don't know if you guys listened to Corner of the Galaxy, but Will Koontz shed light on what happens with the ban, he was saying, and it's kind of known that like we can sign free agents, right? Like we can sign someone from abroad if they're free on the last day of the if they're a free agent on the last day of our transfer window, and they don't require a transfer certificate. So like if they're a free agent and they're abroad, and like, you know, now teams are finishing their seasons, like it's not out of the realm of possibility, and it didn't sound like they had nothing planned. You know? But the way the last window went, I don't really have faith right now or trust in them that they'll get what they need to do. But I don't know, Timmy, you had kind of brought up like you want to talk about the state of the team and go over players and stuff. Is there anybody that you know, halfway through the season you want to talk about or you feel a certain way about?
Yeah, I definitely want to shed some light on Tyler Boyd. He has definitely been a surprise for me. This may sound crazy to you guys because I've been so like on him about like I've been praising him so much, but like
I like Boyd.
Yeah, but like when we first signed him, I was like, ah, like is he gonna do it? Because I knew he was good because he played at Besiktas before in Turkey. It's a pretty competitive league.
Played for the U.S. team, like, you know.
Yeah, he was like he's a good player. But like, coming in, I was like, I don't know if he has the speed. Like, I don't know if he has the ability. And then he sure proved me wrong. And the first thing that proved me wrong was when we played against LAFC at home, even though we lost. But like, he really stepped up and like made the step and be like, okay, you know what? If no one's going to shoot, then I'm just going to do it. And he fucking did it, man.
We haven't seen that in a while. Someone shooting from the 18, like.
Yes, like from that far. I think how long is it since Zlatan?
Since Dos Santos, dude. Yeah. Jonathan.
I saw somebody on Twitter be like, okay, so Memo and Boyd are like bangers only, guys. Like they only score bangers. True.
Yeah, because like, man, like Boyd really has, like, I love him so much now that I might just get him on the back of my jersey. I'm not gonna lie.
That's a statement, Tim.
Yeah, he's done that for me already, man. Because like, the one thing to win him over my heart as a player is that you gotta have like that dog in you to fight, and he has that.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta like put a dagger into LAFC's back a little bit. Like, yeah, the Vegas scored against them. And then in another one in the Open Cup game, even though people will say like, oh, it's their C team, like, bro, fuck them kids, bro.
Also, that was your choice to play them. No one told you to fucking play your kids 10 days before. Yeah, we don't need to talk about them, but like,
yeah, anyway.
And they still lost to Leon yesterday. Anyways.
Exactly. So my point being, that has been my standout player this season. Of course, we're going to say Ricky because, you know, everyone knows that Ricky's
always going to ball out for
it. He's always going to ball out for us, even though we're not as good as we want to be. He's always going to stand out. But him especially, like Boyd, man, like he is just above and beyond. He's a fighter. And like, I think a negative player, I guess, that was really like, like sucking out to me is like, I think you guys might know who I might be talking about.
Tim?
Ephraim, man, like, what the heck, man?
He's done, right? He's got to be done after this.
Oh my God. I think what bugs me the most is that they had Robbie Keane come out to the Galaxy, like, place.
Oh, yeah, to give him the number, to give him seven.
Give him the damn number seven. For fuck's
sakes.
And I don't know about y'all, but how many times was Robbie Keane let out of the starting 11? Can y'all remind me real quick? Because I don't remember. I think the only time he was in the lineup was when
injured. It took him a little while to get going, if I remember correctly. There was like a little bit at the beginning. I remember they had these like cardboard cutouts on a stick of Robbie Keane's face, like at the first home game, and he kept fluffing chances. And like the dude in front of me was like slapping the Robbie Keane mask, like they were shitting on him at first, but he turned that down super quick.
Oh, he most definitely did.
Tim, I know you're not comparing Ephra to Robbie Keane.
Oh, no, definitely not.
It's just the number, man. Like, you did the whole fucking gesture. Like,
yeah, man. Like, how are you going to have the king himself give you his number and then you're going to be left off the starting 11? And then when you do start, you fluff it. Completely. Like, I don't know what's
every
going on.
Every year, dude. Every year.
I don't know, man. I'm done with all you foods because you'll hop on the fucking. I mean, last year when he scored that fucking goal in Charlotte, it was like, oh my God, you could not fucking contain people on Twitter being like, he's back. He's finally. Nah, like,
did he ever show up?
I mean, fucking, he shows up for the goal a year. That gets everyone going. So, I mean, I just.
Oh my God.
Know, man.
Do y'all remember the golden preseason? Cal remembers.
Right. Well, he was saying. He was like, this is my year.
Yes, and then he does what he does in preseason. And then we were like, Ifra being lethal? Nah.
No, too good to be true, dog.
Too good to be true.
Wait, since it's been a minute, we're on this topic real quick. That Kevin Cabral goal a couple games back.
I'm just thinking about that.
Dude, fucking, huh. Look at us now, fucking. Dude, I don't even want to get started with Kevin. I love Kevin. I still love Kevin. I still think we should have kept Kevin. I think Kevin's a better DP than Costa.
Agreed. At least he plays games.
At least he plays games. He might fucking suck, but you can count on him to be there.
Mike, I'm going to hit you with a hard one before we kind of move on. Mm-hmm. Discussing the team. Oh, bright spot, Jalen Neal. Shout out.
Jalen Neal.
Jalen Neal.
I also really enjoyed the inclusion of Gino Vivi yesterday.
I was going to say, God, dude, Vivi looks... He looks like he can play winger.
Vivi looks interesting. There's a standout stat to me from yesterday's game that Gino Vivi was the most accurate passer at 100% success rate to play 45 minutes or more in the game. And he had one big chance created. So he went flawless. The 58 minutes he played made 25 out of 25 passes. So something to consider going forward creativity-wise.
He's been looking good. I think Memo is a good sub in. Mm-hmm. Boyd's been a good sub in, right?
Dejan, man.
When he starts, right? He doesn't look so good.
Yeah.
But that's what I was going to hit you with the last question before in the segment, Mike, was I need you to do Chicha for me.
What?
I need you to do Chicha for me. You need to evaluate Chicharito for me.
Oh man, I mean, what is there to say about Chich? Dude, I feel like he's been so fucking quiet all year. But the thing is, when he scores, though, he's the biggest man in Los Angeles. And when he's not, he's pretty quiet. I mean, I think it's time that we part ways. I don't even think this extension or this year extension or the clause in his contract was a little bit too low. I don't know what the incentive was, but whatever incentive he reached, I don't think he should have been in consideration going forward with the squad.
It's 11 goals.
Yeah, 11 goals. Like, dude, if you're a DP signing, you definitely should be scoring more. There's not much to say about Cheech this season. I think he's played in 9 and he's only scored 1 and assisted 1. So, I mean, effective, like being effective and clinical, like I don't think he has it anymore, unfortunately.
You're too late.
Yeah, and I don't think Dejan is showing to be much better at the moment. So it's concerning. I think we need a new striker.
Oh, shout out again to Preston Judd.
Yeah, Preston Judd. Yeah.
Preston Judd has as many goals as Chicharito does.
Yeah, dude, and he's getting paid how much? I don't know what the salary looks like, but I saw the sheet that comes out every year about the salaries. But yeah, man, I think it's time we move on from Cheech. Love him. I never thought I would say that ever in my life, considering my history with Chicharito and, you know, just not being a fan as a United States national team fan. But it's, you know, it's time to say goodbye. And I think this will be the last season he plays. And I think he retires after this season.
Yes.
No, I think he goes back to Chivas.
Yeah. And then plays like half a season there and then leaves.
Okay. So, you know, everybody knows there's been super coverage on all of the games. I don't think we need to like sit and hash out games. We can do that moving forward. As we kind of gin the pod back up again. We have some stuff to think about in terms of being live and things like that. I think we just need it like the Galaxy. We are in a place to kind of like rethink things a little bit, but I'm glad that we have something to talk about now because I feel like we didn't for a really long time. I mean, mm-hmm. How many times can you talk about the Galaxy losing in the same way, you know?
Exactly, because we suck ass, but you know what? Now it's different. We suck but, ass with Chris Klein gone.
But now it's different, so we'll see. I guess the only question left is what what happens? What do you think the second half of the season looks like? If you had to predict, I mean, it's complete fucking spitballing, but I don't know. What do you think, Timmy?
I want to say we go into playoffs. I want to, but like realistically, I want to see us play June 21st in our home turf with everyone back and see how we for real play. Because I think that's when we'll see for real, if we can really make it into that playoff spot that we hope to get now. Since Klein is gone, we don't have to like not make playoffs, so we can actually make playoffs this time and actually make a run. But I think that's going to be the big test. If we can do it in the home crowd and actually dominate, then I think we have a good shot. But completely spitballing as of right now, it's like 50-50 for me, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mike, I want to ask you a separate question.
Mm-hmm.
I had said that I felt it was okay that Vanny was around. Like, I'm kind of, honestly, I'm kind of intrigued to see him cook without handcuffs on. But if we win the Open Cup, so we have to win three more games. It's Salt Lake, and then it'll be Chicago or Colorado, and then it'll be whoever is on the other side. I think Orlando's the favorite maybe right now.
Mm-hmm.
If we win the Open Cup, is it enough to have Vanny stay another year?
The situation with Vanny is that it's just so difficult. And when you think about his tenure at the club, I think he's dealt with a lot of everyone's shit and just leftover shit that has been, you know, things have been wrong with the club since even before, even since when GBS was here. Like, I think they're still trying to like manage a bunch of manager shortcomings. But my issue with Greg Vanney is that I've always think he's been a little bit tactically inept, at least in recent years. It's easy to go back and see what he's done with Toronto, and you know, Toronto went on to do great things, and it's a shame with what they have going on right now. But I want to say that given the circumstances of how bad the season has been, like, it's been such an anomaly for us at least, that I think if he's able to walk away with some silverware, I would be very happy to welcome him back another year. I just, the issue with me and Vanny is that I don't think Vanny is like a man manager. I think Vanny struggles with man management, and to be a successful manager, at least, and we can see it in the league at all of the top clubs, is that you have these guys that take the reins. Like, let's say, like, even St. Louis right now, like, the managers are just getting so much out of their 11 and their teams run deep. And I just don't think Vanny has that. Respectfully, I don't think he has that dog in him. But hey, man, if you can bring home a championship, I'd be more willing to welcome him back for another year with a new president and with Kuntz. I think maybe, you know, the trophy wouldn't be bad.
It'd be crazy to win something.
Yeah, like with how bad the season.
I got lost in my dreamland right there, listening to you talk about, like, geez.
And it just sucks too, because it has our name written all over it. We will fucking suck this year in the league, but we will find some way to win something just to like keep our name relevant and keep our name in the pot. So I mean, it seems like a very us thing to do if we were to win.
A winning the Open Cup is the most direct way to get a berth into CONCACAF Champions League. Mm-hmm. And for years, people shit on CONCACAF Champions League, and obviously it's not UEFA Champions League.
No.
But, like, MLS clubs are running deep into it now. Like, it's mm-hmm. It's not an anomaly. We also have the Leagues Cup coming this summer. We have, like the season's half over, but there's so much. This summer is going to be so crazy.
Dude, we have the Wrexham game. Dude, I want to go to the Wrexham game so bad, even though, like, I know it's for nothing.
It's LA, it's Galaxy 2. Damn, Galaxy 2 is going to get smacked.
Yeah.
By the striker. What's his fucking name?
Fucking Paul Mullen.
Paul Mullen, dude. What a guy.
Yeah. So
do you think the Open's enough to render Vanny another year on his job?
Yeah, he won a trophy. Like, you know, it's
yeah, you can't really define success any more than hardware, right?
He won a trophy. I mean, they'll probably try really hard in the League's Cup too. I don't know. It's going to be a wet, hot summer of soccer, boys. And we're
A Kleinless summer.
yeah, Kleinless
There
summer.
you
So
go.
we'll be around to talk about it. Timmy, last words, last thoughts.
I'm hoping and praying for better days coming June 21st. I hope to see y'all there. Hopefully, I'm praying. I know I'm gonna go into the ACB section. I'm gonna dump a Manny because I haven't seen him in a minute. And shout out Caligari for being a bright spot also yesterday. I forgot to mention him earlier. Caligari is balling out.
I forgot to say, Alves kind of ass, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but he looked good when he was subbed on, but I don't know. I mean, he's better than Raheem. Raheem has been, oh my God, pissing me off too. But we'll talk about that another time.
Story for another day.
Yes, but you know what? All good vibes from now on. No more negativity.
Yup. Attaboy, Tim.
Mike, final words.
I'm just once again happy that we are finally taking a step into the right direction. I think this is the direction the club needed inevitably. It's unfortunate that it came at such a late time halfway through the season, but let's look forward to the greener side of the pasture and let's just have a good time. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to everyone that graduated this year as a
Hey,
new
sir.
college alumni. Congrats to the class of 23, high school, college, grad school. We're gonna do great things.
Hey, yeah,
What's up?
congrats, Mikey, and we're stoked to have you home. So you're home now for a little bit. We'll be stoked to have you back, and maybe we get together at a brewery and record this shit live.
Dude, that would be awesome. I think that'd be really cool.
Please. We'll figure it out. All right, and I don't have much to say other than I watched a Galaxy game last night and it was fun. So
Yeah, Galaxy game and 3 points.
let's go. All right, boys. Timmy, where can they find you?
They can find me on my Twitter at SpicyTaco118. My Instagram is SpicyTaco18. And you can follow us on everything at G30 Podcast to keep up with us.
Mikey.
All right, guys. I promise I don't bite anymore. You can come check me out on Twitter at CFC Michael. And if you'd like to go ahead and check out my Instagram, that'd be Michael CFC. It's been another great episode. And let them know where they can find you, Count.
Yep. 786 Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. We'll see. We'll see you next time. And yeah, looking
Let's
forward.
get the fuck out of here.
Let's get out. All right.
Let's run it.
Peace.
Peace.